And welcome back to Dakota Midday. I'm Kara Hetland in today for Carl Gerke. And joining me now is Ernie Goss. He is an economics professor at Creighton University in Omaha. Thank you so much, Professor Goss, for joining us today.
Hey, Kara. Good to be with you.
So we're talking about April and economic indicators, the business index. Give me a brief rundown of what's happening.
Well, that was actually from May. So,
May. Yeah, we're in June, aren't we? I'm sorry.
even more hot off the press. It was much like the national number that came out this morning. Of course, this is a survey of supply managers in nine states, including South Dakota, what we call the Mid-America region. These supply managers are at the front end of the economic chain. So what they see today, we see tomorrow. And what they're seeing in South Dakota is pretty good. What they're seeing for the region's less good. Things are just slowing down. The national number that came out this morning was also not that good. Just all in all, the economic indicators are fairly not positive. I'll just put it that way.
Not positive. So we're talking inflation?
We are seeing more inflation. You know, Kara, that's interesting. The Federal Reserve, of course, has been trying to get inflation up. Well, they may have gotten more of what they wanted. And our inflation gauge was up. Other national inflation gauges are likewise up. Still not any danger area, but it would mean a higher interest rate for the Federal Reserve. I think most of your listeners need to get ready for higher interest rates, maybe as early as September, somewhere along that time period.
And when you say the numbers aren't good, what really does that mean?
Well, you know, Kara, we're seeing manufacturing. Now, again, this is more of the region than South Dakota. South Dakota numbers are looking a little better. The manufacturing sector, that's particularly tied to energy and agriculture. In other words, we've lived by the sword. Now we're sort of, I won't say dying, but by the sword. But farming and agriculture have been really good to the regional economy over the last several years, beginning in January 2009. Well, now we're seeing a little headwind there for both of those sectors. And it spills over into metal manufacturers, for example, agricultural equipment manufacturers, and even ethanol to a lesser degree.
So we're seeing people not purchasing new equipment? Is that...
That's right. The farmers have they've definitely cut back on their agricultural equipment purchases, and that, of course, means John Deere and Klaus and other producers cut back, and we're seeing some of those job losses, particularly, say, in Iowa and Nebraska, less so in South Dakota. Again, the South Dakota numbers were a little better than the regional numbers. In fact, South Dakota was the highest number among the nine states that we survey.
And why is that?
Well, South Dakota has some, I would say, the not suffering as much from the negatives on the agricultural sector or the energy sector. Certainly, if you look north to North Dakota, energy's really been hit hard there, although we still haven't seen all the negatives coming out. Now, we've got some of the negatives that we'll wait and see how it plays out, but, of course, the bird flu sweeping across the region, and particularly now in Minnesota, Iowa, Nebraska, and some in South Dakota, North Dakota, seeing how that plays out in terms of higher prices, but also farm income. But South Dakota's had a good professional business services have been expanding in South Dakota at a pretty good pace. Banking has been holding its own, which is an important sector in South Dakota.
And so, you know, South Dakota were, you know, during the recession, South Dakota's highs are not as highs, and therefore the lows are not as low. It's kind of flat.
That's right, but right now, Kara, flat is good. That sounds bad, but flat is good. Now, I wouldn't call South Dakota's numbers flat. If you look at the unemployment rate, it's a little bit higher than it was, but among the lowest in the nation. If you look at job growth, you're between 1% and 2% year over year. That's pretty darn good. Construction's picked up a bit. Now, construction related to energy, not as strong there. And, of course, ethanol and biofuel is important to South Dakota.
And Sioux Falls is celebrating, you know, another record month of construction permits, but a lot of those our homes and some new businesses?
Well, most states in the U.S. and communities in the U.S. would definitely take that. I mean, that's good. Of course, Sioux Falls has been doing well. South and the Sioux City, of course, pretty well. Other parts of the state, the western part, not as strong as the eastern part of South Dakota, though.
So while South Dakota is holding steady, is that a fair way to put it? Maybe not flat, but holding steady?
That's right. I think you stated it well. And then if you, again, the U.S. numbers that came out this morning and not that good. And if you look at, Kara Friday, the BEA, Bureau of Economic Analysis, released their quarter one numbers, and they were negative growth. Well, you put two of those quarters together, and you have what we call a recession. Now, I don't expect that, but that's where we are nationally.
And so then how South Dakota is doing, then how does what is happening in the Midwest region, how does that have an impact on South Dakota, or will it?
It will have an impact. In other words, you've got these very important sectors to South Dakota, which are going to lower growth, and that's agriculture. And then you've got energy, and very important for both sectors, important to South Dakota. Then you've got the banking sector. We'd like to see some better numbers there. I think we will see some better numbers. That's important to South Dakota. The high-tech sector, important to South Dakota, that's I think we'll see some better numbers there going forward. So, and of course, we've got the renewable fuel standard that's come out, at least a proposal from the EPA, and that looks pretty good for South Dakota.
And when you say the ag sector, I mean, isn't it cyclical? Isn't it, I mean, farmers buy new equipment and then they use it over a period of time before they buy more. So are we not in that type of a cycle after coming off, a strong prices for commodities?
You're right on there, Kara. In other words, it's the two most volatile sectors in the U.S. economy and the regional economy, agriculture and energy, and that's important to South Dakota. So when you see the ups, it's great. When you see the downs, not so great. And right now, it has a lot to do with the value of the dollar. When the dollar goes up, that tends to weaken the regional economy and tends to weaken South Dakota because it makes our goods less competitively priced abroad, and that would, of course, include Canada and other nations.
So we're going to see things slow down. Is that your prediction?
We will.
In the ag
sector? That's correct. I think in the overall economy. Now, South Dakota, again, looking a little bit better. We'd like to see, for example, renewable fuels bounce a little higher, and that could, of course, be. We'd like to see agriculture. If we saw a weaker dollar, now, will we see a weaker dollar? It doesn't look like it, but that would be very good for South Dakota.
So how do we prepare? How do we prepare ourselves, individually, financially, and as states move forward? How do we prepare for this slowdown?
Well, I think South Dakota is prepared well. In other words, if you look in terms of the fundamentals, that would be, if you look forward, if you want a real good economy going forward, have reasonable taxes, have good infrastructure spending, have consumers that don't overspend but don't underspend, and you've got a construction sector, as you said, in Sioux Falls and other parts of the state where people are buying houses and building houses, and that's, of course, good. So in the fundamental area, South Dakota is done the right things, in my judgment, certainly compared to some of our neighbors. Look no further than Illinois, for example.
And some of these numbers that I'm seeing, it's just kind of a 0.10%. I mean, a tenth of a percent. And so how much does it really have to move to have a big impact, to raise concerns? If it goes up a tenth, it goes down
a
tenth. What really is alarming to you, I guess?
Yeah, it's the negative numbers, and and our number, which is between 0 and 100, anything below 50 gets my concern. Now, the overall number for South Dakota was above 50. That's good. Mm-hmm. The jobs number now for the region was below 50. Now we see that, we've seen it now for 2 months in a row. We see a third number. I'm getting concerned about hiring in the region. Mm-hmm. Now, in terms of GDP, well, I guess the number to look for, I think, a real important number is the retail sales for the month of May, which I think comes out on June the 11th, I believe. Look at that number. That's going to be very important for the nation. And if that number should turn negative, that would be a concern for me, meaning the monthly number declining from April.
That means we're not going shopping, and then that has a ripple effect, right?
That's right. Consumers are just not shopping enough. Now, it sounds like heresy for an economist to say we need to shop more, but that's what we need to see. Consumers have been paying down debt, which is normally a good thing, but they like to see them purchase a little more, particularly, and businesses need to begin investing more. That's one of the real key areas of concern.
I kind of hope my husband's listening right now, because you're telling me
right.
to go shopping, right?
Well, tell him to go out and buy a new combine. How's that?
There you go. Have
you
a real
mind.
Impact.
That's not what you had in mind, I guess.
Not really. No, I don't think that'll fit in the garage. But so the hiring gauge, though, remains below the growth neutral. And so does that mean then unemployment rates are going to increase?
It's very likely they'll be trending upward, but a lot of that has to do with how people deal with unemployment. In other words, you got North Dakota. A lot of those folks, when they lose their North Dakota job, they go back home where they're and they don't show up in the North Dakota unemployment numbers. So that we'll see some of that, but probably we will see unemployment tick up a bit. Now, I'm not expecting a lot, but up a bit.
Okay. Anything else that is alarming to you that we need to pay attention to?
You mean that's not scary enough?
It is, but I don't know I don't know how to fix it.
I know. Well, as you said, get our spouses to go out there and buy us a nice birthday present, even if it's not our birthday. That would help. But getting businesses to invest more. Look for the value of the dollar. That's very important. Look for statements from the Federal Reserve so we can tell about interest rates. Now, interest rates going higher would sort of help. It would help a real important sector in North Dakota, which is bankers. I mean, they could deal with higher interest rates and make more money.
Okay. All right. Well, Professor Goss, I want to thank you for taking time and coming on Dakota Midday today. I really appreciate it.
Oh, good to be with you, Kara.
Thank you. Ernie Goss is an economics professor at Creighton University and has the monthly business index. And coming up on Dakota Midday, we are going to talk with Norm Evers from Norm's Greenhouse and Nursery. So get your lawn and garden questions ready. Send them to midday@sdpb.org. And tomorrow, for the first time, Rapid City voters consider opting out of the state's property tax reduction plan. The opt-out would increase property taxes by about $6 each month per $100,000 of valuation. The extra money raised goes to local schools, and many of those backing the opt-out say schools are in dire need of funding. But many of those against it don't like the idea of higher taxes. SDPB's Charles Michael Ray has a look at the issue in this story.